It's 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WILL-FM.
It's Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. I'm Vincent Trouth. I'm filling in this afternoon for Kevin. And on the program, we have two guests. First off, we'll have a segment featuring the other guys. They're the other guys, the University of Illinois' premier men's a cappella group. They'll be giving a concert Saturday, the 7th at 7:30 in Lincoln Hall. My other guest, my guest, will be the visiting professor of musicology, scholar Eketut Gedeansnawa. And he'll be here talking with us about the University of Illinois Gamelan class and the performance they'll be putting on as well Saturday, the 7th at 2 p.m. in the Music Building Auditorium. Currently 25 degrees out. We'll get to the other guys with Kevin Kelly's interview right now. It's a minute past 4.
Treating you bad so long, my dear. But since you've been gone, don't you know I sit around with my head hanging down, and I wonder who's loving you. Never ever made you cry. But girl, since you've been gone, don't you know I sit around with my head hanging down, and I wonder who's loving you. 'Cause a life without love, so lonely, baby. I don't think I'm gonna make it. All my life, I've been lost to your only girl.
Come on home, baby.
Come on and take it. You know I sit around with my head hanging down, and I wonder who's loving you.
Live in our studio, the other guys from the University of Illinois, a subset, I guess you could say, of the U of I Varsity Men's Glee Club. And they have a show on Saturday, 7:30 at Lincoln Hall on the U of I campus. And they are my guests this portion of Live and Local. They are, at least those in our studio, we're absent one. The bass says Rodrigo Ansuris and Peter Georgiorian. The baritones, Duke Hyatt and John Junk. The second tenors, Jason Eisentrout, and the absent one is Ryan Smetana. And then the first tenors, the guys who are singing up high, Alex Corral and Dan Lynch, with Alex featured on the solo on that performance here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Gentlemen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You do two major shows a year?
We do, and they're both on campus. This one's going to be at Lincoln Hall, and then our one in the spring is going to be our 45th anniversary concert. We're going to have lots of alumni groups coming in singing, and that will be at Folinger Auditorium.
Which is right on the quad on the
yes, they're both right
south,
on the
south end of the quad. Yes. Yeah. Well, Lincoln Hall, that's right, is right there as well. I'm glad you confirmed the south, because I'm always getting my directions mixed up in this flat area around here. A little bit about the background of the other guys, as much as you know it. You've been around for a long time, but I don't know how it got pulled together.
Yeah, the other guys, like Rodrigo said, we've been around for 45 years this year. It started out as a subset of the Varsity Men's Glee Club. A couple of the guys just kind of decided they wanted to put together a small group, and they just called themselves the other guys of that group. And it's been developing for years, and you know, we've got to the point where we are today, and yeah, it's going very well. So that's pretty much that's just pretty much most of the background.
The girls next door are sort of your equivalents on campus, and I think they started also as a subset of the Women's Glee Club, but they've become a sort of a separate entity, as I understand. Any idea why y'all haven't just broken away and run off on your own?
I think being a part of the Varsity Men's Glee Club gives us a very good relationship with the school. We're familiar with a lot of the administration, and because of that, we've gotten to travel a lot of great places because of them. 3 years ago, when Alex and I were freshmen, we traveled to New York and a few cities in Texas all in 1 year. And it's great to be ambassadors for the university like that and get to represent the school at a lot of places.
Well, I was going to ask if that means that you are treated as ambassadors.
Yeah, definitely. If there's an event on campus, we're kind of the go-to entertainment. We sing at a lot of like School of Music concerts. We sing at the pep rallies. We sing at basketball games. We do all sorts of stuff, and it's great.
You said you and Alex, and of course you, since people can't see you, are Rodrigo.
Yes.
Are you the seniors in the group right now?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Talk a little bit about the process of getting in. I understand once you're in until you're gone.
That is true, unless you don't want to be with us anymore. But
surely that never happens.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, the beginning of the year, we have a booth on Quad Day, which is all the RSOs on campus, and they have a booth, and students can come up and sign up for an audition. And then what they'll do is they'll come to the music building and they'll sing for us and about a 30-second to a minute audition piece of like a pop song or whatever they want. And they'll sing with the group a little bit, and then we have callback auditions, and we test personality of each person auditioning, because obviously since you're in it for a long time, we want to make sure everyone gets along, and because everyone in this group is very, very outgoing. So we're, you know, we have a good time. We have a good time during this kind of stuff. So once we kind of judge your singing ability and then personality, we decide if you'd be a good fit for the group, and then we just call you in.
How do you judge personality? Do you administer the Myers-Briggs pipe indicator or something like that?
Unfortunately not. We just kind of sit everyone down, and we just ask them how college has been treating them, what high school was like, and really just sit down. We talk to them for, I would guess, 15 and 20 minutes of just conversation. And if we feel that we're getting along with them and that we could continue getting along with them, then their personality fits, really.
But there's no sort of a stand-up comedy routine required, since your subtitle, as it were, is the other guy's comedy octet.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like that. We have an audition sheet that is not so serious. It's just a lot of joking questions, just so we can kind of gauge your sense of humor. But it's not terribly important when we're picking people at all.
Yeah. Well, then how do you... I mean, of course, in the radio show here, and that wasn't a particularly funny song. but how do you pull off comedy, I guess?
That's a good question. Anyone else want to field this one?
Yeah, I'll field this one. We have a lot of improv comedy and also scripted comedy. When we introduce a song, we like to like poke fun at the song's artist or the title of the song and make some sort of joke about that. Also... in our choreography songs, we couldn't exemplify it on the radio, but we danced to a lot of our songs. And most of the choreography is not serious at all. It's lots of word choreography and joking around and jokes and things like that. And so through that and just our charisma on stage, and we like to play off and banter with each other on stage, lots of improvisation. So that's how a lot of our comedic aspect is achieved.
Do you have models from among either past and or present professional type a cappella groups that you try to emulate, or for that matter, that as far as you know, when the group was first formed, they had in mind?
Actually, the other guys is when we were founded, by a guy who his name is Bruce Johnson. He was here for grad school and he went to Michigan for his undergrad. And they had a group there called the, or they still have a group there called the Friars. And they were based out of their men's glee club, and they did a lot of comedy and of course, serious songs. And so he really liked that idea. He sang there with them. And when he came here, that's how he started the other guys. He just kind of took the same model. But I wouldn't say we try to emulate them. I think now we just kind of, we've developed our own brand. We try to do that. Obviously, we do arrangements from groups like the King Singers and Chanticleer and Glad and stuff like that. But I'd say that since we've been around so long, we've built our own brand, and we're very proud of it, and we kind of just stick to it.
King Singers, I know about Chanticleer, both of those really fine men's professional groups. King Singers, British, and Chanticleer, based in Chanticleer. I think they're based in San Francisco.
They are.
Yes. Glad, I don't know that group.
Glad, I actually don't know a terrible amount about them. I just know that we do a few arrangements by them.
Yeah.
I think they're a 5-person men's group, but I couldn't tell you too much about it.
Yeah, and really, is going based on the arrangements we choose for the year. We also do a lot of barbershop stuff. So other than Glad, we also do the Acoustics, which is a 4-man barbershop quartet. So if we're choosing specific songs in that area, if it requires a specific tone, as in barbershop that has that is in the tone in barbershop, we'll try to emulate that kind of that tone and that style of music. But yeah, Glad is kind of a combination of, I think they do a little bit of barbershop? I think they do. It's another one of those type of men's groups like King Singers and such.
Have any of you ever sung in barbershop groups, out of curiosity?
I don't think any of us have, actually. We just like the arrangements and we try to pull from them.
Yeah. I was kind of curious. Quite some years ago now, I used to direct the men's barbershop group here in town called the Illini Statesmen, which unfortunately is sort of defunct, which is really sad. And I know that the barbershoppers have been trying to bring their average age down by trying to get young guys in the group, and I just didn't know if they'd succeeded in your case.
Well, personally, I know barbershop songs are one of my favorite types of songs that we sing because we're one of the groups on campus that really actually does them, and they're always so fun and they're so technically difficult that we love to learn them. We love to try to pull them off, and when we do, they're just amazingly tonal pieces that we really enjoy singing. So I would personally love to see more type of barbershop stuff because I love singing it personally. I know most of us do as well.
You didn't happen to bring a barbershop song along for today, did you?
We did.
Did you really? I was not prompted to say that. I just thought since we brought it up. Do you want to do one now?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Which is?
This is called Tonight Tonight. It's an arrangement by the Acoustics. And when we picked the song, a lot of us were fighting over the solo. And so we split the solo 4 ways. And so it'll have 4 Tonys and I'll be Maria.
Oh, I see that. All right. That Tonight.
Yes. From West Side Story.
Tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight, I'll see my love tonight, and for us, stars will stop where they are. So slowly, and still the sky is light. The sky is light.
Oh, moon, grow bright and make this endless day, endless night.
Tonight, 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 I'll see my love tonight, and for us, stars will stop where they are. Today the minutes seem like hours, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light.
Oh, moon, bright, and make this endless day, endless night.
think that's called ringing that chord, especially at the end, barbershop style. That was the part, I mean, towards the end was I recognize as barbershop harmonies. What makes barbershop harmony when you say you do a barbershop arrangement? Any idea?
That's tough to say.
It's mainly the way the chords are shaped within the song. They have more dissonant tones in most of the parts of the song, and it's really kind of the way you sing it. So you have the way we have to sing it. You have to sing it very bright and very forward, instead of more of an operatic tone where you sing very tall, very wide. This is a very forward kind of a. We like to say it has a ping to it, which is what you hear towards the end when you sing the loud chords like that.
Yeah, like Alex said, it's very dissonant, but I think they're also some of the smartest arrangements I've seen personally. They're difficult, but the parts are written very well written. Like in that song, there's a tritone going for a lot of it, but it's not a terribly difficult thing to sing still because of how it's arranged.
And for those of our listeners who don't know the term tritone, it's actually mildly difficult to explain. But if you happen to play the piano, just three whole steps on top of each other, I guess it would be two on top of whatever. In any event, it's a kind of a difficult interval to sing.
It's a clash.
It is a clash. And I guess that's what they would call close harmony, hence the dissonance. And if you're singing the baritone part, that's the hard one. So whoever our baritones are, you got to slide your note right in between everybody else.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Who were our solos here? I started to write them down. John Junk was the first one, and then who was our second? Duke Hyatt, and then I lost track.
Then it was me, Alex.
Yeah, and then.
Lastly, it was me, Peter.
Peter Jordorian.
And Dan on the real high note at the end.
I did catch that, yeah.
Hard to miss.
And you're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. These are the other guys, or seven out of the eight of them, who are going to be giving their fall show, winter show, call it what you like, since it doesn't exactly feel like winter yet, nor is it quite, Saturday, 7:30, Lincoln Hall on the University of Illinois campus here in Urbana. And that show starts at 7:30. The doors will open at 7 o'clock. And you're going to feature another U of I group of a slightly different character called the Alliance. You want to talk about their involvement here?
Sure. Well, we have had a tradition of them opening for us for a few years. This year, for a variety of reasons, they will not be opening, but they'll be doing a number with us. Like we talked about earlier, like Peter was saying earlier, a lot of our comedy comes from our dancing, our very not serious dancing. And the Alliance kind of help us out with that for one number. They come on stage and they give us a routine to learn. And it's a lot of fun watching us try to learn it and pull it off.
Yes. Last year we had a kick line involved with a couple pom-poms. And Dan might have fallen and almost taken down an entire kick line of us and Alliance. So the audience found that very funny.
He might have fallen?
I didn't quite fall.
He just kicked very high.
So this was unintentional?
I was trying to match the same like height with the kicks, and it just was not going well. And then it just all started going backwards.
And have you improved in this at all?
There's no kick lines this year.
Lots of stretches.
Do you have, well, actually, before I ask the second question, Alex, I noticed that in both the songs you've done so far, you're the one that counted off. Are you kind of the music director? Is there a music director, or how does that work in the group?
Yes, I am a music director this year. It's a different music director every year most of the time, unless someone is chosen to do it for 2 years. So I choose most of our arrangements. I do most of our arrangements. I teach during rehearsals. So that's my responsibility with the group this year.
And if you do the main teaching, does that mean that other guys can't jump in and throw in their two cents, or is that just assumed that everybody contributes that way?
Oh no, everyone is more than welcome to contribute. If it was just me up there, it wouldn't really work out that well, especially with all the amount of times we rehearse and perform. I love to hear different input from everyone else, and everyone loves to put their own input into certain pieces. I will have certain musical ideas for each song, and then they will too, and then we'll incorporate that. Also for choreography, as we said earlier, we all contribute in that way. So I mainly sit at the piano and play out the notes, and I'll give most of my input, and then everyone is of course welcome to give their own musical input anytime they are anytime they have a good idea. Or
do you have any outside or faculty coaching? I know there's, of course, Professor Barrington Coleman leads the Glee Club, of which you are a part.
We are actually a completely student-run group. We are affiliated with the School of Music, as we were saying earlier. So once we learn a song and we kind of are ready to kind of perform it, we will ask, from time to time, we will ask Dr. Barrington Coleman to come in and give his input in the songs, and he will give us some very good input, since obviously he's a faculty member who has been trained in that area. So he gives us very good input on certain pieces that are really valuable to us.
But when it comes to arranging and booking shows and managing money and just logistics of the group, it's 100% student run. Everybody has a certain job that they fulfill, and so that's something we take a lot of pride in, that everything we do is by us and for us.
Since we mentioned shows and tours a couple of times now, I noticed on the website it said that you perform at 100 different venues or so a year. What kinds of places and situations? I think I saw on the site that you just were doing some high school visits or something over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, that's all true. I'm the one who does all the booking right now. And when it comes to the venues, a lot of them we're approached by. I would say it's probably like a 70-30 split. 70, they approach us. 30, we go out and seek the show. And it's really just about anywhere you could think of: weddings, birthday parties, alumni events, school events, high schools, other universities. It's all over the place.
Is some of it, I know you referred to yourselves earlier, sort of, maybe I did, I forget, as goodwill ambassadors for the university, but also, and especially the School of Music. Are you perceived at all as a sort of recruiting tool for the School of Music?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think we also, when we put on our high school tours, I think in a year we'll probably end up visiting about 40 high schools in the Chicagoland area, maybe a little under, maybe a little more, depends on the year. But we always try to, like, if anyone has any questions about colleges, we're more than happy to field them. We like to promote U of I. We all love it here. And additionally, it serves as a recruiting tool for us, ultimately. I know I think about half of the guys in the group saw the other guys while they were in high school, and it kind of made them want to come here and join the group.
For whom is that true? So one, two, three. So that is half of, almost half of.
And the one who's missing is... He saw the other guys when he was in high school.
So those of you who had that experience when you were in high school, can you remember what you thought and why? What was the appeal?
I know when I was a senior, I was looking to see what music schools I was going to go into, because I'm in music education. Trying out for the group and going to U of I was probably one of the top things on my list, so... Yeah, I could have went to ISU and I could have went to DePaul, but I chose U of I almost mainly for the School of Music and trying out for this group. So
what would you have done if you got here and then didn't make the other guys?
I would have tried again. I would have tried next year. So
had a lot more free time. That's
right. Yeah, and 3 hours or 15 hours a week freed up. So.
Tell me what the audition felt like, one of you two freshmen, since it's freshest in your mind, I guess.
The audition process really was not that nerve-wracking. I did a lot of, like, musical theater in high school, and so I've been through a decent amount of auditions in the past, and it was one of the most relaxing auditions I've ever been a part of. The whole thing just felt very light and friendly. Even singing my solo, it was... all to friendly, you know, people smiling, and it was just a very enjoyable environment. And so I knew that this group was definitely a group that I would fit right in with. Made me feel really comfortable, and so I actually enjoyed the audition process for once.
Did you, or for that matter, any of the rest of you audition for other a cappella groups on campus? Because there's certainly a number of them.
I think we all might have, actually.
Yeah, I'm from downstate, so I had never had any of the groups here come to my high school, except for one of the girls' groups actually made it down there. But once I got up here, I just knew I wanted to find a place to still be able to sing, so I auditioned for all of them, and this one seemed like the best fit, so I was glad I got into it.
Others?
Yeah, similar to Dan, I had never had any of the schools or any of the groups visit my school. And when I came and I started asking around campus, I knew I wanted to keep singing. So I just asked my RA and like some older kids that I knew, and everyone just, the first thing I heard was other guys from everyone. So I was, and then I looked them up on iTunes and YouTube, and I was pretty nervous auditioning because I didn't think I was going to make it. But luckily I did, and I'm here now.
Did any of you not make it the first time around?
I think we all did.
Well, first time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Belatedly, then, for most of you. What do you think are some of the significant differences between the other guys and the other male a cappella groups on campus? And I'm going to forget their names now that I think about it.
I would say what kind of makes us stand out from other groups is we are actually, I think, the only group on campus, only a cappella group on campus that doesn't feature vocal percussion. We kind of use our arrangements and the way we sing the song to put the actual rhythm to it, which kind of gives us a little more, it also kind of broadens our choice in songs. We have, I know not that many groups on campus sing barbershop songs and choral pieces. We'll sing like choir songs such as Danny Boy or any other popular tunes like that that's in the choral world.
I also think another way that we're different from the other groups is we do rehearse the most out of any of the groups. We rehearse for 15 hours a week in addition to Varsity Men's Glee Club rehearsals, running about 20 hours a week of singing with each other. And so with that, we get a very extensive repertoire of music, so therefore we can appeal to a lot of different audiences. I think some of the other groups are very good at performing at like college events or things such as that, and when they might not be able to go to a corporate function or a retirement home and sing music that would appeal to all audiences. And that's one of the things we like to do, since we, by the end of the year, we can sing about 2 hours of music straight, nonstop. And so when once we go to a show, we can, you know, survey the crowd, know who we're singing for, and handpick out of our repertoire the songs that would best fit that audience. And I think that gives us a huge advantage, or just a difference, rather, from other groups on campus.
Where some of the others are, their repertoire is more commonly out of the pop music repertoire.
Correct.
And then when they do the vocal percussion, which sometimes called beatboxing, it's mm-hmm. really like adding bass and drums, especially on recordings.
Yeah.
Whereas I was going to say, when you mentioned choral music, that it seems like you are more choral in that sense, at least for those.
We rely on like vowels and just diction, rather. And as Alex was talking about earlier, it adds a certain challenge, but we're up for the challenge and we like it, and you know, we think we're doing a pretty good job with it.
Well, let's hear another song. What would you like to do next?
This is going to be I'll Be by Edwin McCain. It was a hit around, it was kind of a one-hit wonder around, what, 2005?
So I actually don't know who Edwin McCain is.
Well, that's exactly. One hit wonder.
I don't think anybody does.
That's why. So would this be under the in the pop realm then?
Yes.
You'll know it.
Edwin McCain?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know his name, but I knew the song.
I may not know the song. Remember, I'm older than you all. So you never know.
I didn't know the song except for the other guy version.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard the original.
Strands in your eyes, color them wonderful, stop me, steal my breath. Emeralds from mountains, thrust towards the sky, never revealing their depth. Tell me that we belong together, dress it up with the trappings of love. I'll be captivated, I'll hang from your lips instead of the gallows, heartache that came from above. I'll be your crying shoulder, I'll be love's as we lie awake in my bed. You're my survival, you're my living proof. My love is alive and not dead. And tell me that we belong together. Dress it up with the trappings of love. I'll be captivated, I'll hang from your lips instead of the gallows. Heartache that came from above. And I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. And I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your. I've been dropped out, burned up, fought my way back from the dead. Tuned in, turned on, remember the things that you said. And I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. And I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your. I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. And I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be.
The Other Guys, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. They will give their fall show this Saturday at 7:30 at Lincoln Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana, right off of the U of I quad. They'll feature on a number or two, the Illinettes.
Yes, correct. Say.
And I want to say thanks to all seven of the guys who were able to come in. They are an octet normally, but class schedules being what they are, that can't always quite work out. There's a way to get in on the radio show. Rodrigo Anzures, Alex Corral, John Junk, who was featured, by the way, as soloist in that last number, Peter Jajorian, Dan Lynch, Jason Eisentrout, Duke Hyatt, and the absent one, Ryan Smetana. Thank you all very much for coming on the show today, and have a lot of fun on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You just heard a segment of Kevin Kelly on Live and Local with Kevin Kelly featuring the Other Guys. And he mentioned, of course, they're in concert this Saturday at 7:30 at Lincoln Hall, the Other Guys comedy octet on that evening. That last cut going out with the Other Guys, I'll Be by Edwin McCain. I'm Vincent Trauth, filling in this afternoon for Kevin Kelly on Live and Local. It's 4:34. We'll be visiting in just a moment with Asnawa, and he's director of the University of Illinois Gamelan class and the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan. They have a concert coming up this Saturday at 2 o'clock in the University of Illinois Music Building Auditorium. The Great today's broadcast is brought to us by the Great Impasto, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasto, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. WILL programming is also made possible by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting the audience to enjoy the inviting musical personality of the Takash Quartet this evening, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit krannertcenter.com. Thanks for joining us today, this afternoon, on Live and Local. I'm Vincent Trauth. My guest is Asnawa. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thanks. And he's director of the University of Illinois Gamelan class and the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan, and they will be performing a program this Saturday, December 7th, 2 p.m. in the Music Building Auditorium. That's 1114 West Nevada Street in Urbana. The concert featuring traditional works along with Balinese dance. It's a free concert and it's open to the public. So glad you could make it. We've got some gamelan music to listen to as well. I want to ask immediately for many of our uninitiated, what exactly is gamelan?
Gamelan is the traditional music from Indonesia. They are a form of the bronze instruments, and they are grouped as gong instruments, metalpun instruments. We have a flute, we have a bow instrument, and then all the ensemble is led by the drum. It means a two-headed drum. That's we call gamelan. Actually, they are made by bronze.
And gamelan, the traditional music of Bali and the other Indonesian islands?
Yeah, there is two primary islands you can find the gamelan is Javanese, Javas, from Java and from Bali.
And the concert then will be, how long a concert might this be? It doesn't indicate so.
I might think maybe the concert will be around 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had the pleasure of teaching Music Caprice classes where we listen and talk about gamelan, and clearly you're the expert, as it were. So I thought it might be useful for us to listen to a cut here and get a sense of what the various sounds are. It's, to my ears, quite fascinating. I often describe them as sort of sounding like wind chimes. Is that a common moniker people would describe it as sounding like wind chimes?
It's, sort of, but more than that. More loud, it's more bright.
Let's listen here. This is a cut called Gambang Kuta, gamelan music on Live and Local on WILL. Thank you. That was from a compact disc called Antique Balinese Court Gamelan, and by the, if I get this right, Mekar Buana Conservatory. Reasonably close, I hope, the cut Gambang Kuta, Indonesian gamelan, or is it technically Balinese gamelan? Is there any distinction? Is there a distinction?
Yeah, distinction. It's Balinese more bright, more louder, and more festivist, and Javanese gamelan more calm. Contemplative, kind of religious.
I note when we listen to that cut that much of it sounds as if they're going in circles and that it's real regular in like four beat. Is that accurate?
Yeah, four beat, like quarter system, you know. And then developed through 8 and 16, 32, something like that, every four, every eight.
So the musical ideas will be grouped 4+4+4 or 8+8, depending on which instrument you're playing.
Mostly the even number.
Interesting. Fascinating stuff. And now in that cut we heard, well, tell us what instruments we heard in that particular cut.
Well, in some way we call it a Pelegongan style, which is the five-tone scale ensembles. And the instrument involved in that ensemble is kind of, we call it gangsas with some metallophones, and then different sets of gong. And then we do have a flute around, and then cymbals. And all the that ensemble leads by the drum. We call it kenang.
Fascinating stuff. We have, let's see, we're around at 4:43. If we go with this longer cut, 7 minutes, that'll get us to 4:50. That sounds good to me. We're here visiting with Osnao. He's director of the University of Illinois Gamelan class and the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan. They'll be performing this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the University of Illinois Music Building Auditorium, 1114 West Nevada Street in Urbana. The concert's free and open to the public. Traditional works on the program, along with Balinese dance. Let's listen to some more of this delightful, personal opinion, when I say that fascinating music. Let me set this up right here. Got to get the equipment right here. So if I get the cut track right, Rurenjangan.
Rurenjangan.
Very good. On WILL, live and local, Gamelan music. Thank you. as the gongs fade away on that music, gamelan music called Rirajangan, comes off a compact disc, gamelan. So if I get that right, Sudamani?
Sudamani.
Very, very close, as it were. My guest this afternoon is now head of the University of Illinois gamelan class in the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan. They'll be giving a concert this Saturday, free concert, at 2 in the afternoon at the Music Building Auditorium at 1114 Nevada Street in Urbana. We were talking while the music went on and making sort of where it can be made comparisons to Western music, that this particular piece we heard was what we say through composed, the moods shifting here and there, as it were. Is there a standard sort of size to the gamelan group?
Well, the group will be is depending on the ensembles, because we have at least 30 ensembles in Bali. So they are rings from 4 people until 60 peoples. But we have a gamel, we call it gaung kebiar. This is pretty much kind of in the middle size, like a 25 until 30 peoples involved.
And say a standard size group of those 25 would be playing, each has their own different instrument, and some maybe even on two different ones, one here, one there, sort of thing?
No, it's one instrument in front of them. So. Mm-hmm.
And this is music that is traditionally not notated, passed down hand to mouth, learned by rote, follow me, follow you manner. And noting that, I mentioned that because if you're interested in this kind of music, the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan is always open. I don't know when that meets. When does that group meet? Do you happen to know?
We every semester we open the class. Meet every Monday from 6 to 8.
In the
about
evening.
2 hours.
Yeah, that sounds like
music
fun.
Music welding.
And the fact is, what's really neat about it is, you don't need to know a thing about music or gamelan. You just follow their instructions. Somebody points at you and it's time to hit your gong or whatever. It could be a great deal of fun. I actually wish I had some time to join the group. I'm Vincent Trouth. I'm filling in today for Kevin Kelly on Live and Local. My guest is Asnawa, head of the University of Illinois gamelan class, Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan, with a free concert this Saturday at 2. Let's listen to a little bit more of this music before we have to go out. It's called The Whispering, Pawisik, and it's a long cut, so we'll fade out of it again. Metallophones, gongs, stringed instruments, bamboos, all part of the gamelan orchestra on Live and Local on WILL. Thank you. You've been listening to gamelan music and coming to us from, I believe, the same group, Gamelan Sudamani. And my guest has been still here with me, Oz Nawa. He's director of the University of Illinois Gamelan class and the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan. If you can count to eight consecutively, regularly, you could join the Urbana-Champaign Community Gamelan. It meets Monday night, 6 to 8. There's going to be a concert of this kind of music Saturday, December 7th at 2 p.m. in the Music Building Auditorium at 1114 West Nevada Street. Thank you, sir, for joining with us and explaining gamelan music to us and these beautiful sounds. I hope you have a great turnout for the concert. It's free and open to the public. Balinese Gamelan Concert, Saturday, December 7th at 2 p.m. I'm Vincent Trouth, filling in today for Kevin Kelly on Live and Local. And we've got the cultural calendar coming up this evening. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the big band over in Bloomington, Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30. Tonight, Tokach Quartet at the Krannert Center starting at 7:30. Station Theater has the musical Chess. The Eastern Illinois University Wind Symphony and Concert Band plays tonight at 7:30 in the Dodd Fine Arts Center. Nutcracker at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30 and through Sunday with various matinees and other evening performances. Friday night at 7:30, Eastern Illinois Symphony Orchestra and Eastern Illinois University Choral Ensemble's Holiday Concert at the Dowden Fine Arts Center, Charleston, 7:30. Friday night, there's the Nutcracker at Krannert Center, Sinfonia de Camera, and Champaign-Urbana Ballet, 7:30, performance at that. Miracle on 34th Street with the Charleston Alley Theater, Charleston, 7:30 through Sunday. Tons of Fun Band, annual Christmas show featuring Dodie and Frazier, Virginia Theater, Friday at 6, events on Saturday, the Balinese Gamelan Concert at 2 Music Building Auditorium, and the Parkland Pops Choral Concert at 1 o'clock at Parkland Theater, the Other Guys Holiday Concert, Lincoln Theater, 7:30. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. You're listening to 90.9 WILL FM and HD Urbana with translators W293AF Danville, NPR and Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. NPR News is next. It's 5 o'clock.